For weeks, Pandora had been flirting endlessly with a woman she met by chance at a club. A mutual friend had introduced them. It started out as innocent, as friends, but slowly it had taken an unexpected turn. Pandora found herself not flirting as a joke, but as a way to read Bianca's signals. Before long, she was having wild lesbian fantasies and dreams about Bianca, constantly. It came to the point she would need to masturbate to extinguish the fire Bianca brought to her. Never had Pandora been attracted to another woman, but she couldn't help or continue hiding her desire toward Bianca. One drunken evening over wine, the two had kissed. It never went any further, though, until Bianca sent Pandora a text about it. It soon led to sexting. It got hot and heavy as they texted what they desired to do to the other.
Growing up, I wasn't always so free with my sexuality like I am now. I was actually quite shy. The little red-haired, freckled face and out-of-place outsider. My mom and I moved around a lot, usually crashing at one of her friends or staying with whoever her current boyfriend was. About 4 years ago, we came to stay with her friends, Cassie and Bill. They were pretty cool, actually. They let me stay. But I was 21 now, and they started hinting toward me paying rent.
She lathered herself from head to toe. At 6 a.m., she was startled awake by her alarm. She had forgotten to shut it off. She snoozed it a couple times. Then, the aroma of fresh-brewed coffee stirred her senses. At first, she thought it was her imagination. But no, it was real. Had her husband come home? She rubbed her eyes, yawned, and stretched. She stumbled her tired body down the hall to greet her husband, so she thought. Upon entering the kitchen, she was startled to see three men.
I sat up awake. It was that voice again. It had woken me 3 nights in a row now. I was totally convinced my new home was haunted. Well, the property at least. The little trailer was mine. I was renting the property. I wanted to be in a bit more private location. The trailer park I previously lived in was full of gossip, mostly about me. And yes, some of it was true. I'm in my mid-20s and have a very active sexual appetite. So yeah, I entertain. Only a different guy about once a month. I'm single, so what? But they just couldn't stay out of my business. Even made up rumors, like they needed to. I couldn't care less really what anyone thinks of me. Call me a slut, whore, whatever.
I'm Linda. I've been so busy I haven't even noticed the place was rented yet. Say, I have some groceries in back. Would you mind helping me bring them in? I'll give you a cold beer as payment. Maybe even a surprise gift. She batted her long lashes. She wasn't usually so flirty, but damn, he was hot. She was single, and the ache between her thighs was taking the lead. I'd love to, doll. He gave her a grin and a nod. He knew what she had meant, and he wasn't going to pass up. Linda took the two smaller bags, and Jim carried the heavier ones. He walked far enough behind Linda to get a good look. She was petite, toned, and tan,